Ah, the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing GEICO's been perfecting both for over 75 years. We have to thank John Davidson, who's such a class guy. He was going to come on and preview the Ranger season, but obviously this is a huge story as the Nets acquire James Harden in a mega deal. And if you're not watching us on Yes, and Peter, I don't even know if you're watching the feed, but every single segment of this show, Don has had on a beautiful, legitimate, official hockey jersey.
Sure he has.
Well, what's today? Is that the Avalanche, Don?
This right one? Now, this is the old WHA Nordiques.
Wow.
Have you been switching, Don?
Yeah, every segment.
Oh, every segment, a different one.
Yeah, he started with the Canadiens because he's trying to curry favor with Nancy.
Now, Don, be truthful, though, okay? Because I know you're not a fraud. Fight straps or no?
Some of them have the fighting strap. That's the official. This is not an official one that I have here.
See, I still respect it, but I just have to know.
But no, the I had a.
Is that a Joe Sakic jersey?
I had a Maple Leaf, the Canadians, all fighting straps.
All right, so the big news, if you just tuned in, the Nets get Jim Harden, James Harden. James Harden gets rewarded for pretty much bagging his team in Houston. And the Nets essentially give up Caris LeVert. I'll give you the big names. Jared Allen, both of those hurt. Four first-round draft picks, four first-round draft pick swaps. I mean, they have mortgaged their future to get this one title. And they got a chance. But there's one thing that does stand out. All three of the players on the Nets, career-wise, I think they have a usage percentage of 29%. So let's round it up and say that they will control the ball 90% of the time. How will they share the basketball? That's going to be a big test of Steve Nash's coaching acumen. Let's bring in our guy. You could hear him every noon to 2 right here on 98.7 on the Bart and Hahn show. Alan Hahn joins us now. You can see him on MSG as well. So, Alan, you've had a little time to digest this. Is it shocking in a good way or a bad way for the Nets? What do you think?
I don't think it's shocking at all. I think Kyrie Irving is forced this more than James Harden did, because I don't think the Nets were as aggressive on this move when we first were hearing about it a couple of weeks ago, because they felt like they didn't want to mortgage the future. They didn't want to give up everything. They felt like they had enough already with two superstars. But then Kyrie kind of takes off on him for a bunch of games here, and he hasn't been back, and he hasn't talked to anybody. And there's a lot of concern about where his focus is right now. And can you trust him to be available to you when you need him most? You know, I said it on my show today. You know, with injury and other things and him opting out of the bubble, he's only played in 30% of the games so far in his first season and change with the Nets. I mean, he's just not available to them. And now we see him doing a lot of other things. And you want to keep Kevin Durant happy, because Kevin Durant didn't come here to be a solo star with, a bunch of role players around him having to battle down 18 last night and come back to get a win just to get you to 500. So, obviously, to me, this is a move that was motivated by the fact that they might not be sure they can trust Kyrie. So let's get another guy that can help us do what we were all in to do, which is try to win a championship while we have Kevin Durant.
Isn't that sickening? I mean, because of Kyrie's lack of reliability, they had to mortgage the future of the team and give up two really good players.
Yes. And that's, to me, the future and the players, because Jared Allen has been playing really well.
Better than Jordan?
DeAndre Jordan, he's not really a starter in the NBA today. Like, he's not the defensive player he used to be. He's still a decent player, but let's be honest. Yeah, the better player was Jared Allen at this point in his career. So you move him, and then Caris LeVert is a guy that, even especially with the Dinwiddie injury, you needed somebody to come off the bench and give you some points who can score. And he certainly was doing that. And now he's gone too. So you've compromised your roster. You have compromised your future. But, Michael, these guys are in their prime. Everybody wants to say this is the Paul Pierce KG trade. This is not. You've got three stars in their prime. Two of them you expect will play a lot. Whatever Kyrie does is what Kyrie does. But you've got guys in their prime. This is chips to the table, all in, YOLO, let's do this. That's what they're here for, and that's what they're doing.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, I brought this up yesterday. What is KD's role in this? I mean, he's supposed to be the leader of the team. He's the best player on the team. Can he find a way to straighten out Kyrie? Isn't there some pressure on him to police Kyrie?
No.
He's here because of Kyrie.
I know. You're right. And maybe Kyrie's greatest contribution to the Nets, as we'll see it, as history will tell the story, will be that he brought KD to the Nets. The second best player in the world played for the Nets at one point in his career. Right. That's what's going to be his contribution. But Kevin Durant has never been that guy. He's a leader on the court because he scores and he's a great player. But he's never, ever been mistaken as the guy, like, you know, Don will use hockey parlance. He never wears the C on his jersey. That's not the guy. So I would never expect him to do that. He's all about, I just want to hoop. Like, that's his phrase. And you let him do that and let other people handle the dirty work, like leadership and accountability and everything else. You don't need to worry about Kevin Durant. He shows up to the office ready to play every game, and you let him just do that. But don't expect him to be the type to call out teammates for behavior and anything else. As long as it doesn't affect him personally, I don't think it matters. But I do think, like I just said, I believe this was motivated by the Kyrie stuff, and they felt like we got to get another guy in here. Because James Harden's doing what he's doing right now, but we all know he rarely misses games. He shows up. And he's another guy that's just all about playing basketball. So this is going to work. I know everybody wants to feel like this is, it's going to be epic and it's going to be a fail. I'm telling you, this is still going to work because those two guys, they like each other. They've wanted to play together. And they'll become the main pieces of this team while Kyrie goes off and does whatever he does when he takes his hiatus from the team.
All right, so let's say Kyrie plays. Is there an inherent problem, X's and O's? How do you get those three guys their shots? You know, the old thing, there's going to be three basketballs. Will they be able to play together?
No, that's the one area you're going to have a problem with, because how did it work out with Russell Westbrook and James Harden last year? They struggled. Russell Westbrook didn't like playing off the ball. It was frustrating for him. That's why he wanted to leave. He left not because he didn't like James Harden. He left because he couldn't play that way. So I don't know how you do that with Harden and Kyrie. How do you tell James Harden, all right, I need you to stand over by the break and we're going to run high screen roll and you just be the guy that we kick it out to just in case the defense collapses off you? He's going to stand with his hands on his hips, just giving it away to the defense that I'm a decoy. Don't bother guarding me. So that's the issue to me you're going to have.
So, Alan, let's suppose that Kyrie Irving is playing. Let's suppose this wasn't going on and you just had Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and the Nets as currently constituted. Do you think they are better? This new version of the Nets is better with Harden? I know that sounds crazy because of his talent level, but in terms of the roles that you had with LeVert being a bench player and what he could do, do you think this team is better than they were previously?
Yes. Yeah, Peter. Yeah. I love you, man, but that's a terrible question. I mean, you just added a superstar to a team with two other superstars.
I know. I mean, it usually works.
But what I mean is, what you're saying is remove the other stuff, right? Remove the passion and the issues and remove that part of it and just give me the three. Like, if this was a video game, God, they're best. In fact, you could argue if this is a video game, that's the best team in the league.
That's a great
Alan. But it's not a video game.
But it's not a video game. Right.
Yeah, it's human element. There's human element here, and that's, of course, going to be the concern.
It concerns me a little bit. We're talking with Alan Hahn here on the Michael K. Show. It concerns me just a bit. I mean, you have a total neophyte as a coach. Yeah, he was a great player. But is he going to make this work? Is Steve Nash going to be able to make this work?
Has he so far? They're 6-6. And their point guard has been kind of AWOL, and he has no answers for it. His response when he was asked, will Kyrie play again this season? His response was this, I quote, sure, end quote. Like, you know, like, so for Nash, he knows what he got himself into, but I don't think he realized what he got himself into. And remember, his on his bench is Mike D'Antoni. And Mike D'Antoni is a coach who can coach a great system that players love to play in. But when you ask him also to be in charge and get guys to buy in, remember why Mike D'Antoni left the Knicks? He walked away because he couldn't get along with Carmelo Anthony because Carmelo didn't want to do everything his way. So he just walked away from it instead of finding a compromise. So they don't really have in that coaching staff that type of personality that can, you know, rally the troops. So this is not a team that's being coached. It's a team that the leaders, which is the players, they're going to be the ones in charge, and they're going to be the ones that have to take all the accountability.
Alan, why will this work in Brooklyn? It didn't work in Oklahoma City. And they were younger.
They were younger in Oklahoma City, and Russell Westbrook is a much different player. They broke that up because they didn't want to pay Harden. That's why that broke up. And then,
but they,
and then
they didn't win a championship. They came close. Right.
Well, they got to a finals.
Right.
It's pretty good for a young team. They were all, like, in their first couple of years in the season. They looked like a team that could have been, you know, a young group, like a Golden State. What Golden State became, three draft picks that turned into stars. You know, they could have been that if they wanted to pay Harden. And then when Kevin got hurt, Russ became the face of the franchise, and Kevin kind of realized this is no longer my team, and he just wanted out.
Wow. One final thing.
Yeah, it is wow. It really is.
The NBA bothers me. I mean, I love watching the NBA, but the fact that James Harden could do what he did to get out of Houston, I know it's a players' league, but that really bothers me. I mean, he quit on that team, Alan.
Yeah, I tweeted that just a moment ago. It's just that it's an unprecedented player power that you don't see in any other sport. And it's amazing how that power can be wielded. I think Deshaun Watson's trying to wield it right now to see if he gets out of Houston, but it's amazing. You're right. But that's what fully guaranteed contracts, and these guys are $30 million a year, and they've still got 3 years left. When you have that kind of security, you pretty much can do whatever you want. And the owner who gave you that salary, he is at your mercy at that point.
You know, I said it was a final thing. This will be the final thing. Houston was, you know, they had no leverage whatsoever, the Rockets. And I thought Raphael Stone actually got a decent return.
Decent? Yeah, no. This is tremendous. I think even Sam Presti right now is nodding his head like Boba Fett would. Sorry about the Star Wars reference. I know you hate that.
But I just don't know what you're saying. It's not that I hate it.
But to get four firsts and then four swaps, on top of it, a couple of pretty good players. And, you know, Oladipo is involved in this, too. I know you guys probably saw all the details to it. So getting a guy like Oladipo, which you have a chance to take a look at him for a year, he'll fit better with John Wall. You know, that it's a really, really good trade for a player that at one point when you looked at him thought nobody's going to want to give up a lot for him. They did. Now, just imagine if Washington is willing to trade Bradley Beal, what could they get for him?
Amazing stuff. Alan, well, we'll listen tomorrow. It should be a great show with you and Bart. So that starts at 12 and goes till 2.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
You got it. That is Alan Hahn. All right, so you know the trade. Well, you've heard Hahn break it down. We're going to have Jeff Van Gundy on the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to get a real good take on how it works on the net side and the return for the Rockets. A lot of stuff going on in the K-Show. This is the place to be right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.